Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm Terry Ross, and today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The primary purpose of this feast is to present the Holy Family as a model for Christian families. From the 17th century, Holy Family was celebrated at a local and regional level, and at that level was promoted by Pope Leo XIII. In 1921, Pope Benedict XV made it part of the general Roman calendar and set it on the Sunday after Christmas. The 1969 revision of the general Roman calendar moved the celebration to Christmastide, assigning it to the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, that is, the Sunday between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. As always in these episodes of The Glory of the Mass, we focus on the parts of Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used throughout the year without regard to the day of the church year. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. They are the introit, or entrance of the celebrant into the sanctuary. Then comes the gradual, sung after the first reading. The Alleluia, sung after the second. The offertory, sung while the celebrant prepares the gifts for communion. And the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. Today we'll hear the first 4 of these, one of them in a polyphonic arrangement, and the others in Gregorian chant. I'll admit the communion proper. We will, however, hear all 5 parts of the Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, as arranged in the hexachord Mass by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. Let's get started with our introit for the Feast of the Holy Family, Deus in loco sancto suo. God is in his holy dwelling place, from Psalm 67. This chant will be sung for us by Marek Klein, the Slovakian chant scholar and singer. Deus in loco sancto suo. Deus in Yeah. We've heard our introit, God is in His holy dwelling place. Now, before we begin our Mass Ordinary, I'd like to reintroduce this month's featured composer, the Renaissance Netherlander, Adrian Vilert. We hear the first of four of his motets, O Gloriosa Domina, a hymn of praise for Mary. The singers are the members of Dionysos Now, an all-male group based in Vienna. We've heard Adrian Villert's motet O Gloriosa Domina. Now we'll begin our Mass Ordinary with the Kyrie, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, of Palestrina's Mass Ordinary. The performers are Le Chœur de Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal. We've been listening to the Kyrie of our Mass Ordinary for today, Palestrina's Hexachord Mass. Directly after the Kyrie comes the Gloria or Greater Doxology. Here's Palestrina's setting.
Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra passo minibus vobe,
That was the Gloria from the Hexachord Mass by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. Here now is a second motet by Adrian Villert, Creator Omnium, Creator of All Things, performed by Cinquecento, another group based in Vienna. We now return to our Mass proper with its second part, the Gradual. Our text today is Unam Petii ad Domino, One Thing I Have Asked of the Lord. The performers are the Portland, Oregon Choir, Cantoris in Ecclesia.
Thank you.
That was the lovely gradual proper Unam Petii Ad Domino by Giovanni Anerio. The text of our next piece, the Alleluia proper, is Gaudete Justi in Domino. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just. The Gregorian chant is sung for us by Merrick Klein.
Alleluia.
We've heard today's Alleluia proper, Rejoice in the Lord, All You Just. Now for one more motet by Adrian Villert, Dixit Dominus, The Lord Said, the words that open Psalm 110. This is performed for us by Collegium Vocale, a Belgian ensemble. was Adrian Villert's motet Dixit Dominus. Next in the order of the Mass is the Nicene Creed. Here, performing Palestrina's Credo from his hexachord Mass, is the choir of the Studio of Ancient Music in Montreal.
Credo in unum Deum, Patrem omnipotentem, Factorem caeli et terrae, Visibilium omnipotere, Visibilium, et in unum Dominum Jesum Christum.
We've been listening to the Credo of Palestrina's hexachord Mass. The next part of our Mass proper follows, the offertory. Our text today is, In te speravi Domino, in you, Lord, I have put my hope. It will be sung for us in Gregorian chant by a group led by John Shaw. Now it's back to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus and Benedictus of Palestrina's hexachord Mass, sung by our choir from Montreal.
Oh.
You've been listening to the Sanctus and Benedictus of Palestrina's Mass Ordinary, and this brings us to the final part of that Mass, the Agnus Dei. The singers, again, are Le Chœur de Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal.
Thank you.
That was Palestrina's Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, from his hexachord Mass. And now we circle back to our featured composer this month for a fourth motet by Adrian Villert, Domine quid multiplicavit, Lord who has multiplied, from Psalm 3, offering consolation to the Hebrews who feel alone in their faith. The singers are the group Singer Pur, a German vocal sextet.
Thank you.
was Adrian Villers' motet Domine qui multiplicavit, sung by a German sextet. And that means we've reached the end of today's program. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant, polyphony, and Adrian Villers' Mass Ordinary. And I hope you tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, for our program of music for the Feast of the Epiphany. You can listen again to this program or to any of the programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 330. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant winter Sabbath.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.